Latin source for hip hop.
Let's go straight to the source.
For hip hop.
Hot 107.9.
Let me live that fantasy.
What up? This came Michelle, and you're locked into Atlanta's only hip hop station. Station. Hot 107.9.
All your favorite artists in one place.
It's Tamar Braxton.
1, 2.
French Montana.
2 Chainz.
Hot 107.9.
Are you fancy, huh?
Hit us up.
I want to make a request.
The request lines are now open.
404-741-1079. Atlanta's only hip hop station at 107.9 in Presurgy, the Kingdom Crew. Don't forget tonight, man. You can check out Major League Sports Bar, Miss Shanika, BillBlack.com. Be doing anything live over there. Of course, it's crazy over there. So get out there and get your party on and represent with, Miss Shanika, Bill Black.
I will be in the building celebrating his mixtape release. Mm-hmm. And we're going to party hard till 4 a.m. in the morning, man. I'm telling you, we're going to be turnt. Mm-hmm. Cabin fever is over, baby.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shanika, when you were in school, did you ever just not have enough money to pay for your lunch?
Never.
Never? Okay, well, check this out, people. There's an elementary school who's got parents outraged because they threw away the kids' lunches over lack of payment. Now, there were up to 40 students who said, listen, you know, they basically had their lunches taken from them. You know, and you know, you go to the lunch line. Remember, you go to the lunch line, you actually get your food first. So by the time they got to the register, when they realized that their, you know, accounts were negative, they took the lunches from the kids and gave them fruits and apples.
They took the lunches away. Say it how you told me. They took the lunches away and threw it in the trash.
They threw them in the trash. Now, students who still have negative balances were told that they could not have a full meal, but were given a piece of fruit or milk for lunch. One kid said she was crying. She called her mom. She was so embarrassed. She was so upset. She was humiliated. And, you know, the parents were saying that, you know, they were upset because they didn't call them and let them know that their balances were low. So I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on this right here?
I want to rip somebody's face off. That's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard.
And you throw the food in the trash.
You'd rather the food be in the trash.
Right, like what was the point of that?
The parents owe the school or whatever for a day of lunch.
Yeah, the little girl's mom said, what? You really did this over $4? My daughter was $4 short, so you took her lunch and threw it in the trash. This happened yesterday in Salt Lake City.
When does lunch cost $4?
Well, she was behind $4. I mean, unpaid.
And did you say it was elementary school?
Elementary school.
Come on, man.
Like, how crazy is that? Yeah, that might be a situation. I would have came up there and it would have been got ugly.
Definitely, they qualify for Monkeys of the Week.
All right, ATL, make sure y'all keep it locked, man. Coming up, we will be announcing the winner. $2,000, Young Money, Cash Money, Hot 107.9, hooking somebody up. We'll be announcing that winner at 5:30. So if you qualify, make sure you text everybody you know. Let them know they need to be listening to Hot 107.9 to find out. What up?
You done pissed off a lot of parents in the car right now.
I would be pissed.
What the hell?
But, you know, I'm trying to think. When my last time when Dylan was in elementary school, I remember I had an issue about something, about the lunch. And he called me and said they wouldn't let him eat. They would actually, you know what, they gave him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They wouldn't let him eat with everything else the kids was eating.
What?
Is that wrong, too?
Hell yeah, that's wrong.
Because when you were a kid, man, that's messed up. Your homeboy got the good pizza. Y'all know that pizza in elementary school was good. The pizza was always good. You didn't like the pizza?
I'm just shaking my head at this story, bro.
I know. I'm just in disbelief. I can't get past this. Like, what?
I know some people want to call in and talk about it, too. 404-741-1079. Let's go ahead and take a look at traffic. My man Zach's in the 1-800-41-PAIN traffic center.
Already significant. I'm Zach Diodati on Atlanta's only hip-hop station, Hot 107.9.
In a moment.
21 actor.
Hey, this is Rasha from Atlanta.
You're checking out
Hot 107.9.
Gotcha.
Pay like 80 fans.
Hey!
Here's another song you heard here first.
Yeah.
Hot 107.9.